Hi, it's Keith.
Hi, Keith. This is me, Toys. I'm calling for Local Splash.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did communicate with Lorene. You spoke with her earlier, and then you were asking to speak with me. So, calling.
Is this Joyce?
Yeah, this is Joyce.
Okay, how you doing, Joyce?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I hope that you're doing good.
Well, Joyce, I tell you, I don't know if I should take another day. I worked late last night, and then my phone rang, and I like to get to my phone right in time. And I only charged myself 8 hours, but it's probably not going to get paid to me, unless I'm going to start keeping track of everything because I got expenses getting this going. But they was wanting to help me yesterday. Oh, that was you. And I was rambling on about myself, not to brag, but And not to brag, it's all true, but I told myself a while ago, but if we're hanging over, I told her she could. But man, I have so much to do, it's not even funny. I still got to get to the bank and wonder why I can't use my Visa because there's 13 phone numbers on my account and the fraudulent department has explained to me how that happened, and I need my Visa. I'm operating back and forth with my cash, my Visa. I'm paying off my credit cards every month. It's like 3 more days. I'm going to hand out about $2,000. Okay. But anyway, so I'm just starting. I'm probably going to miss calls. But right now, it's been 3 days or something since these people called, and I got to go through every number and call them. I can't do that. I should be able to pick up the phone and find out who called me if I missed them. I didn't know as soon as the phone rang, I can't even have time to say hello. I just got to write the phone number down. There has to be a way for me to get my phone numbers back. And right, I can't go through every phone number. I didn't know that you could go through the emails and the Gmails. I didn't know that. I started looking from that very that phone number the very first minute I lost. And I asked you yesterday about it, and I guess you didn't know I could get them on the text. So just before you called, I was getting ready to call every number until I find them. And I don't think that's right. And I think they should get it solved. And you know what? I'm not going to go through every phone today. I got to go to the bank and you got to sit there for 3 hours. I got to open up about 3-4 more accounts. In the long run, I got to at least open up one account for my bank. Cause I do things right. I do not take that whole money. I do work by the hour right now. I do, but I call it salary. Because I work into the night, and I don't care what anybody says. Well, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to, if I work the 8 hours and I work more, which I always have in my own business, I always got home when dinner has already been ate. I always left before they ever got up to go to school. I took care of business on my own. It was hard. I didn't know how. I just put my foot forward and started to dock the drywall. But, ma'am, I grossed anywhere from $2,000 a week, $2,500 a week, $500, $800 a day. Okay, that's gross. All the rest went in my pocket still because I didn't know how to run a business in 1995. But anyway, I owned that business for 30-something years, and I got accountants, and I put people in place, and that's how you do it, and I know how you do it. The first person I got to put in place is a manager, but he cannot be a manager unless he's a master drywaller. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is hire a master drywaller, probably train him for 2 years. And people don't know, when you train somebody that don't know nothing, you're the one that's footing the bill. Okay, but I'm not going to hire somebody until I actually got some build up of some cash, because I'm trying to use my sense here, which I don't all the time. Okay, Joyce, I'm sorry that you had to hang up yesterday on me. I wasn't offended or not because I kept rattling on. But I don't know if you want to work on that today. If you want me to get today, because yesterday when you're doing construction, this place is just totally messed up. My phone was ringing. I usually like to have it right here. I sleep on a nice leather recliner, because I do have a bedroom. But I stayed in there for 10 years, drinking mostly off and on, and working off and on. And then I got home invaded, and I had to learn how to walk over the course of 2 years. In between, then I had double bypass surgery. So the, 2 years I didn't work. I'm just lucky I had the VA. But I'm excited about getting back in business because I'm a tough hombre. I'm 65. I'm tanned. I'm 6'2". I'm not out of overweight.
Hello, Keith. Hello. Hi. Hello, Keith. I think I lost you. Hello? Hello?